Good afternoon. As you've been introduced to, I'm Cecilia Maundu. I'm a community mobilizer and a sustainability coordinator with Internews. And we are talking about longevity strategies for sustainable floors project. And I'm going to give this moment to Skylar to talk a little bit about the sustain project that we are working on with Internews.
Hi everyone, my name is Skylar and I'm a part of the Sustain team at Internews. Internews is an international NGO based in the US that focuses primarily on independent media support, and we believe that information saves lives, and through that, that it's important to have a free and open internet and a resilient internet, and so we're on the Internet Freedom and Resilience team. And Sustain is a two-year project that focuses on the sustainability of free and open source tools and sustainability through a holistic approach, so looking at community building and financial sustainability and marketing and visibility and, you know, not just technical sustainability, and I think that's really important. Cecilia here is going to talk a bunch about the work that we're doing and the cohort that we support as well. So Cecilia.
Thank you so much. We are supporting a cohort of six teams. Some of them are the audience. The six teams are Tela, Bayanat, there's OpenWisp, there's Saved by Open Archive, there's Onion Share. So we are talking about sustainability. First of all, let's talk about the importance of open source tools. There are so many things when you talk about open source tools, but one thing that comes into mind is the issue of transparency and security. We are living in a world of authoritarian regime. We are living in a world where journalists are not safe doing their work. We are living in a world where human rights activists are not safe. And one of the things that open source tool does, it gives them the liberty and the opportunity to be able to keep their information safe and be able to do their job. So one of the most important thing about open source tools, it's transparency and security. So when we talk about sustainability, the first thing that comes to mind is funding. Most of the open source tools are run by volunteers, and we know that not everyone also has the opportunity to volunteer, and also volunteership will not pay the bills. So how can we come up with a plan that can be able to sustain them, a plan that they can be able to make money and be able to run these tools for years to come. So one of the ways is funding, and there are so many ways when it comes to funding. We know funding is a very thorny issue. So one of the things we talk about is crowdsourcing. We talk about donation. Sustain project is funded by DRL, which is the State Department, and it's a collaboration of Code for Science and Society and Guardian Project, who are here in the audience. So we ought to talk about community engagement. If there's anything that keeps open source tools going, is community. Community is the backbone of open source tools. We know there's a lot of the issue of volunteership. So how do we make the community more interested in open source tools? How do we make the community know that they can be able to take part in maintaining of open source tools? And one way is active communication channels, getting in new contributors. And when you get in new contributors, also there is the issue of, is there interest in this tool? For example, there is the issue of, let me give an example of Tela, which is a tool whereby you can document your information in a safe way. So when you talk about that, as a journalist myself, I can take part in being part of the community of Tela because I know it is helping my fellow journalists and myself. So how do we create a thriving community when it comes to open source tool? I'm just looking at this buzzer. So the issue of also governance, we need to establish a clear governance when it comes to the structure, because most of the open source tools, as I said, is just a group of people who come up with an idea and now they want to make the idea work. So also out of that idea, for that idea to work, there must be very, very clear structure. And that is one of also a very thorny issue, because you've come together, there is no money, and you also need a structure. So we ensure that decision-making processes are transparent and fair. And then also regular maintenance of the open source tool. When you look at end users, their needs change with each coming day. You know, our needs are not what we had last year or 2 years ago. We looked, for example, when you look at the pandemic, things took a different turn. So there is also the need of regular maintenance when it comes to these open source tools. And I know what comes into your mind. There's also money that is needed, yes. And that's why we talked about funding, also expanding our funding pool. One of the advice that one of the tools was given is you can be able to offer consultancy service, and that can be a way of also making money coming in, and also assigning roles for maintenance and task and addressing the most needy issue at that time. So as I come to the end of this lightning talk, which I'm very excited because I'm a bit nervous, as you can tell. So for us to ensure that there is a longevity of open source tools, it requires a multifaceted approach. It requires a holistic report, just as Skylar said, we are doing in Sustain. Everyone needs to come on board to be able to know how we can be able to maintain open source tool, and also addressing the issue of funding, because that is the word we've been hearing since we started the project. Funding. And also, when we talk about funding, yes, you can get funding for 1 year, but how can we be able to get funding that is long-term, for about 5 years? Because when you get funding for about 5 years, then you know you have the luxury of being able to put everything in place by the time the five-year end. And also, we talked about the issue of governance. How can you be able to put structures in place that can flow down and make this tool work? We also talked about maintenance. Yes. Any question? I only have an opportunity for one question. Yeah, because I'm looking at this clock. Well. So I'm assuming there is no question. Please, we will upload the presentation on this platform, and also you will be able to get our emails in case you want to know more about the Sustain project. Sustain is sustaining safety tools with analytics, insights, and networking. You can be able to contact us. As we said, it's a project by Internews, and we are working with six tool teams to be able to create a sustainability action plan, whereby these tools can be able to maintain their self even after the project that is done. So thank you so much.
We also included our guide for sustainability tools, or sustainability for open source tools, in little leaflets on the side of the stage and up here as well, if you're interested in learning more about the strategies that Cecilia talked about. Thank you.